At the very beginning of the Creed, we profess that we believe in one God, the Father the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of things visible and invisible. And it's that invisible things that God creates which reminds us of this feast that we celebrate today, of the holy archangels, in particular Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. We shouldn't think that God limited himself in his creativity to only the things that we can see. Of course, there's many things in the universe that we can't even see because they're too far away. But there are also things that God created, pure spiritual beings, more like, say, a little bit more like himself, which minister to him and give him glory and honor and praise. They can come to know God so much more easily than we can because we have to go through created things in order to kind of find our way to God. Of course, when God comes in Jesus Christ in the incarnation, if things change, God elevates us human beings to almost the level of the angels. But we celebrate these three archangels in particular because they're given a special or a great mission or a message to fulfill, to be fulfilled by God. It's important to know that angel denotes not a nature but a function. So they are spiritual by nature, and each angel is in a way its own species. So all of us in this room, or all of us joining us through live stream, are human beings, and we know each other because, well, we're different individual human beings. But an angel is as different as a snowflake is to a meteorite, something like this. Each one is completely, completely different, in its own species. So when they are given a name, it is not when they're given a particular name, it's so that we might recognize the special mission or role that they have been given. So these three we celebrate today. We shouldn't think that there's only three archangels. There could be a myriad of archangels. But these three in particular we know because of their role in salvation history. And they're very much related to us. So the first is probably the most well-known is Saint Michael, the archangel. And his name means, who is like God. Now God battles with the evil one, but of course, he doesn't really have to do much. He simply sends Michael, his archangel, to go and defeat them. And he wanted one who is like God to defeat the one who wanted to be like God. It's kind of the irony of what God does. And Michael is like God because of his obedience and his fidelity. It's interesting that we should say there's actually four, we know of four archangels, because Lucifer was one who decided not to serve God. And Lucifer means light bearer. So when St. John says God is light, and then Lucifer was to be, in a way, a reflection of that very light of God. But because he decided not to serve God, because of his disobedience and not willingness to serve, then he becomes darkness. his light does not shine. It's supposed to be a reflection of God's light, but he wanted to be the light. And so God sends Michael, who is Saint Michael, who is like God, in order to defeat the one who wanted to be like God. Saint Michael is one who comes to serve. He serves the Lord as his faithful warrior. And Jesus says, I am among you as one who serves. So to serve is to be like God. So there's another way that Saint Michael reflects being like God. And the last thing is that he crushes the accuser before God, as we hear in the book of Revelation. And so St. Michael defends and he makes intercession for us on our behalf. And this is the same thing that Christ does. He makes intercession for us and this is an important aspect of our prayer. So those things, obedience, service, and intercession, are ways that St. Michael reflects being like God. But he knows that he is not God, and that's the important thing. When we look at St. Gabriel, St. Gabriel means strength of God. That strength of God. God's strength is revealed in his condescension in the incarnation. It's kind of backwards for us. It's not by showing his almighty arm, but by rather condescending and coming to be one like us, emptying himself, as St. Paul will say. So St. Gabriel comes to announce the message of the incarnation because he is the strength of God. He is announcing how God, his strength, is in his way of lowering himself, of emptying himself, to become like one of us so that then he could in return glorify himself. St. Paul put it this way so beautifully. He says, the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. God's strength manifests through the announcement of St. Gabriel is by his condescension. And finally, we look at Saint Raphael. He's probably, out of the three, more least known. And Saint Raphael means remedy of God. We see him particularly in the book of Tobit, one of the Old Testament books. And he goes about helping Tobit to restore the sight of his father, Tobias. And so Tobit is on this journey, and he finds this companion who helps him along the way. And it is he recognizes at the end of the book of Tobit that it is Raphael, this great archangel before God, who has sent him in order to help him. So Saint Raphael restores the sight of Tobias. He helps Tobit to lead him to his future wife, which is Sarah. And then on top of that, he helps Sarah to free her from the power of the demon Asmodeus through his healing power. So more and more, Saint Raphael today is being invoked for healing, especially in marriage relationships. So these three we recognize as before the throne of God, among these myriads and myriads of angels who are there, God sends to help us to announce his goodness and to assist us in our walk towards holiness. May we always rely on, especially these three, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, to help us in our journey. We thank the Lord for all the angels, all the things he's created that is invisible, that help us in our journey.